Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Ha! Let's get it started. In here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Yeah.
Lose control, a body and soul. Don't move too fast.
Welcome, everyone, and welcome back from the great holiday. I hope you had a great holiday. And Marcia, welcome.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. It is my birthday today. Another wonderful day. And let me tell you, I've been a little dreary. I hate that. I've been trying to keep everybody else up, and then all of a sudden today I was like, So anyways.
I don't know how you do it. There's so many expectations with Christmas and Hanukkah and holidays, and then to have your birthday right after that, which is personal expectations. It's a very hard time.
Thank you. That's exactly how I feel. Anyways, well, I do want to welcome all of you to my show, Kim Pagano Show, adding value every day in every way. And I hope that you either experienced or got what you needed from this holiday. And that's really what it's about. You know, I want to introduce Matt on our board. And did you have a good holiday, Matt?
Had a wonderful holiday. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
How about you too?
Great. Did. I really, really fun. You know, very low key. It was just my mother-in-law and my immediate family. But I had mentioned several times over the time, my sons are seniors in high school, that every time I do something this year, it feels like it's the last time it's going to be like this. So the last time they're both living in my house full time, well, all my kids living in my house at the same time. And I was a little melancholy about it earlier in the week, and my kids really listened to that, and they were so there.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because all my kids are, you know, Brittany already has moved out. Tiffany, I know it's momentarily, and that's going to kill me, even though I want her to be successful in all that she does. You know, Louie's traveling a lot, and Sean, it's like, you know, but yes, I kind of heard you in the back of my mind thinking that this isn't forever, and you know,
I am very much looking forward to them starting their own lives and being successful in their lives, and at the same time, you're like, wow. I looked at my children, who I am so proud of, and I said, this is the last time this is going to happen like this.
I know it is, you know, and I had both my parents at my home. And but it is. And, you know, I think my husband felt it earlier, and I kept going, what's wrong with you? Nothing. Can we just get rid of December? And I was like, honey, enjoy. And all of a sudden, December 25th came, and I'm like, oh my God, I feel it, you know? And so we did have a great day, but it's already different.
The normal expectations of Christmas, and whether everybody's expectations have been filled, and the expectation on yourself, did I make this a perfect holiday for my, and you shouldn't ever do that to yourself, but we all do it.
Yeah, you put a lot of stress on yourself.
You put a lot of stress on yourself. So I was so thankful that my kids didn't, I got to go see so-and-so, or I got to go do this, or I really felt like they were all there all day for all of us. And it was very warm-hearting. It was just wonderful.
That's great. How about you, Matt? What did you end up doing?
Well, I always switch off every holiday. So Thanksgiving, we're going to stay with my family. Then for Christmas, we'll go down to my girlfriend's family's house. So we switch off.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. You know, once your kids are out of the house and they get a serious relationship with somebody, you don't get their full attention.
This is very true, because by dinner, we went over to Michelle's house. By dinner, None of, well, Louis came for a little bit. Louis was probably the one that stuck around, and Tiff, I don't know. They all, but they all had, you know, places, and that's exactly what happened.
And that's okay.
It is okay, but yeah. You're right. It's never going to be.
And when you have boys, you know that you are the second family.
Yeah, what do they say? I was telling Louis this, that your son is your son until he takes his wife, and then that becomes his life, you know?
Yeah, it's the truth.
Have you ever heard that?
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, so but, I'm like, oh, and he goes, Mom, you're always going to be special to me. And I go, I know, but it'll be like, love you, Mom. You get it, right?
And it needs to be that way.
It does. That's what, yeah, I wouldn't think any other way. But, you know, it is. It's just a really tough time for a lot of people. And you know, that you hope that you have your family. And if you don't, you have all these great thoughts and memories.
It was cute. My family, both my parents have passed. And my dad, the Motzingers, my main name is Motzinger. And the Motzingers make oyster stew every Christmas Eve, all through the country. It's like a total tradition. Now, my brother still does it. I do not do it. I don't like oyster stew.
You don't.
But my brother called me.
Do you think nobody just heard you say that?
Yeah. But my brother, I made it 1 year and nobody ate it. So I'm like, what's the point of this?
Yeah.
But my brother called me during the time he made making oyster stew. And he still does it. And it was so heartfelt. I mean, I just felt like my parents were there with us. I mean, my dad would make it, and we'd all sit down, and my brother Kirby was the only one that really ate it, and everybody else would kind of pretend to eat it, and like, okay, it's not that, you know, I'm just not.
Well, we did something on my husband's side. His grandmother used to make Mimi pancakes, okay? Mimi's pancakes, yes, and they're buttermilk, and my husband made them I'm telling you, they melt in your mouth. And so we've learned how to make them. We keep trying different things, and we're like, I think we've got it this time, you know?
Okay, I have a weird question for you. Do you buy buttermilk?
Yes.
Okay, so I do too, but every once in a while I'll come across a recipe that's got buttermilk and you don't have buttermilk.
Can you make it?
You can buy dried buttermilk.
Oh.
And then you just make what you need. It was the best thing I ever discovered.
Really?
You know, the baking section. This is just my baking tip for the day.
Yeah, I like
it. And, you know, then you have it on hand.
Oh, that's a great idea, because we always, you know, I mean, you just...
And I know Martha Stewart has a recipe. You can make buttermilk, but, you know...
But dried buttermilk is just as good. Well, I just want to remind anybody who's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're just talking about reminiscing kind of over the weekend. Today is my birthday, and I'm going to cry if I want to, right?
Exactly, or be happy if you want to.
I know, yeah. No, I'm going to be happy. We actually, all my girlfriends have a slumber party for me tonight.
I know, and you know, I'm feeling bad because we were supposed to do it tomorrow night, and I had tickets to something, and I thought her birthday was tomorrow.
No. Nope.
Because another best friend of mine has a birthday tomorrow, and I got mixed up, and so they changed and now I'm feeling guilty.
But don't feel guilty. It's okay. It's all good. You know what? I'm going to just kind of celebrate for the rest of the year.
You know, and it's so nice to be able to celebrate for at least a week.
Yeah, there you go. So with that, you know, it's funny. I want to tell you, you know, one of the things that I remember from my grandmother is we used to buy her these beautiful presents, and she would love the presents, but she would love the cards that we bought her. And I thought, oh, my God, my husband bought me this beautiful card, and I wanted to, you can read it really quick if you don't mind.
I pre-read it. Okay, so for my wife at Christmas, birthday or whatever.
Yep. No, this one is for Christmas. And he bought me, you know, it's just beautiful when you read through cards and they mean something.
And I just destroyed her card.
You did? That's okay.
The bow fell off.
Okay.
You've created something wonderful in my life, something beautiful that is never there before I married you. Being with you has given me meaning. That's true with your husband, too. To each Christmas we share. No, he's just, they're a very cute couple. To each Christmas we share, and in all of our love and our closeness, I found something within, a confidence, a strength I never knew about you. Having you, boy, this has a reflection to it, and the light is hard to read, I'm sorry. Having you to believe in and having you believe in me made it easier to trust and believe in myself. You are my inspiration, my reason for happiness. You are my wife and my joy forever.
Isn't that beautiful?
That is so
I'm
pretty.
Telling you, you know, it's funny. Now I realize what my grandmother used to say, because I never thought cards really meant that much, even though I love cards and I love giving them, right? And then this morning, in fact, I was driving here thinking I didn't open up all my cards, but I did get a card from my younger daughter, and it made me cry. So I just think that it's so important to really cherish. You know how we were talking about it? It's so exciting when you get a gift from somebody who's so excited about it.
Yeah, and you know, I love I love giving gifts more than getting gifts. But when somebody brings you over a gift and says, open it, I can't wait for you to see it. It doesn't really matter what's in the package. It's that we're so excited buying it.
Yeah. And now listen to this one, and I hope I can get through it. But this is from my younger daughter. When I was younger, I had no idea how hard it was to be a mom. I didn't realize the amount of work that went into keeping everything running smoothly or how much time was spent taking care of us. I never thought about the dreams you put on hold or the things you went without in order to be the kind of mom whose family always came first. It never occurred to me then that there must have been times when you didn't have all the answers, because as far as I could tell, you always knew what to do. And now that I'm older, I can really appreciate just what a great mom you've always been.
Oh.
Isn't that sweet?
You know, it's funny because when you go look at cards, sometimes you can't find the card that says exactly what you want to say, but that is really lovely.
Isn't it? I know. And that's the cards that I love, where somebody else's heart felt it. And then, you know, it's like, oh, this was made for me.
That's
so
right.
One day I think I'm going to make cards. That's going to be my next thing. I'd love to, you know, maybe like my mommy moments or something.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, gosh, anyways, I am so excited that you are all here. And remember again that it is Trivia Tuesday. And at 8:30, we will be having Coffee News call in. And our prize today is 2 passes to Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum. So that is really cool. You know, we've always taken our trips up there for the schools and stuff,
right?
Like that. Yeah. So, but it is, I love that place, and you know, I love what it stands for, and they've made it so beautiful. It's just a museum now of everything. So
yeah, and I don't know how long it goes for, but I went there last week. They had Christmas trees up from, it was really cool. They have a different theme every year, and this year's theme is throughout the ages. So they did a Christmas tree for each decade, basically, for the last 200 years.
Really?
And it was really cool.
How cool is that? Oh, I'm going to have to go check that out. Maybe I'm going to go out and call. All right. Well, I do want to give out our phone number here at 805-639-0008. We've actually got our first caller on the line, our first guest, and it's Tara. Oh, you're going to help me out with this. Let's see. Kuskowski. Is that right?
Kuskowski.
Ooh, I did good. And do I have Mandy, too?
Yes.
Oh, good. And Mandy Uman?
Eamon.
Okay. Welcome. Did you guys have good holidays?
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. All right. So we're going to be talking about all in good time, when to save, stock up, and schedule everything for your home. This is so good. In fact, Marcia just did out her pantry.
Yeah, yesterday. Usually we have a party the day after Christmas, and my husband said to me one day, you know, I just don't want to do it. He goes, I really don't.
We have a boxing party.
Yeah, boxing day party. He goes, I've just got so much going on. I just don't want to. Because I'm not the happiest person in the world before the party. And so he's like, I just don't want to do that. So I took all day and I took everything out of my pantry and reorganized it and put it back in. And Steve comes home because he was out doing some stuff. And he goes, this is the best present you gave me.
Aww.
Well, isn't that funny? I mean, it's just a day of, you know, we got a new pool table. And so my kids and I played pool. I got new pajamas. There's nothing better than new pajamas. But, you know, so we just stayed in our pajamas. My husband goes, you want to let's get ready and go. Nope, not going anywhere now, you know. So we just got organized. So I'm really excited. And that's one of my things that I love to do is kind of get your house in order. So I'm welcome. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
All right. And if anybody's just tuning in right now, I just want to remind you, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and where we add value every day in every way. And our phone number here is 805-639-0008 if you have any questions.
So where do you start? I know, yeah. I mean, chaos makes everybody nuts. Even if they live in it and they think they thrive in it, you really don't.
Right.
So where do you start?
This is Mandy, and I think that throughout the book, Tara and I kind of took different approaches in the book, and Tara's focus is really on saving money, and mine is really on organizing and time management. And I would say that when you're starting, the most important area to start is just the one that's going to have the biggest impact and be the easiest to do. So it might be, for example, I call them pressure points, and one of my pressure points is making the bed in the morning. I don't know why, but it just has a big impact on the way I feel throughout the day, how productive I am, and whether I feel chaotic or kind of organized and on top of things. And so if your pantry is the biggest area that makes you feel chaotic, then definitely start there. If
it's your, so is this Mandy clothes. That we're talking to right now?
Yeah.
Mandy, you know, I love that pressure point because there's a couple. I could just, when you said that, it was like, ooh, one is my desk. If my desk is clean, I can start my day. My bed made, like you just said, my car clean, that's another one. If there's things that you just kind of, okay, I got myself together.
Right, and they're different for everybody, I think. And so it's really not about what I would do or you would do, but what each person really feels for them is going to have the biggest impact.
And so when you live in a family and you live in a house with everybody with different pressure points, is that conversation a good thing to have?
I think it is. And the rule in our house is the person who cares the most does it.
That's very okay, good.
So my pressure point is my entry.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say.
Your entry?
Yeah. If it bothers me, then I take care of it.
My kids come in and drop everything they own in our entryway.
So I have
okay, it drives Mandy, me insane.
Okay, so Mandy and Terry, you got to tell me if this is a good one, okay? What I say is, well, it's funny, I got to tell one of the gifts that I got. I got everybody bath sheets, and I got their initials to sew on there so that when they're on the floor, I know whose towel it is because they always go, that's not mine, that's his, that's not mine, you know? And they're all different colors, okay? So there's no way. But what if you bought them baskets with each one of their names on it? And so then it's an order, and they
put
their...
But then the basket's still in the entryway.
Yeah, but so
I,
then
you
know, just
I don't
take
ask
it
that
out.
Everywhere in my house is clean, but I want my entryway clean.
Yeah, when people walk in.
So when
in,
I open the front door, it doesn't look like a disaster area.
Like a bomb went off. I love it. What do you ladies think about that?
I think that's great. We utilize that. We have a series of baskets on our steps, and throughout the day, as I find random items, I throw them in the proper basket, and then they carry them up at night and put them away so they're empty for the next day.
That's great. I think this is every family's, you know, struggle is to get their house in order and to declutter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. If anybody's just joining us right now, we are talking to Tara and Mandy, and their book is All in Good Time. And, you know, I love the name of that, All in Good Time, because really, you know, it's just, you can't really worry about all this stuff. You just have to, I mean, take it as day by day, right?
Okay, and then, Tara, your side of it is the financial side, and I've got to tell you something funny. I took everything out of the pantry. My husband only shops at Fresh and Easy because he loves their hummus. I know that sounds funny, but he usually has a coupon, so he has to buy like $20 worth of stuff to get $5 off, so he comes home with a whole bunch of junk we already have. So as I cleaned the pantry, we had 5 bottles of the same thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Because what were they?
It was cranberry raspberry juice because he knows my son loves it. But so he just adds that on because it's the next thing to get to $20. But I'm like, look, Steve, you got to look in the pantry to see. He goes, well, I couldn't see in the pantry before. Now I can see what we need. But it does save you money if you do that.
Right.
Yes, it does. You just, like you said, you have to be conscious about it and be aware of how much you have at home so that if you have enough of one item, say you already have 5 bottles of juice, you know that you can focus on another item that you can stock up on that you use regularly.
And the other thing that I noticed, and it was really sad, is when I took everything out of the pantry, how many things had expired?
Yes.
That's another big thing. You know, what is really, that's the one thing that my kids always tease me about. I'm like, it's still good. Because when we were younger, they didn't really have expiration dates.
Well, 2 years is too long. Some of them were like 2 years ago.
Oh, so you threw a lot of stuff away.
I threw a lot of stuff away. Because it gets pushed in the back.
All right, so ladies, give us some tips that we're going to find. So find out the smartest timing for what? The rec room. Let's see. When to purchase air. So you have everything in here, right?
Well, we have quite a variety.
Yeah.
Okay, so take us through kind of what we're going to learn from your book. Ladies,
we designed the book so that you can easily find, information that's going to be helpful to you. So we took everything room by room. So if you know that your kitchen needs a major overhaul, you can start with the kitchen section and kind of breeze through it and pick out some tips that you think are going to help you save money or save time in the kitchen. If your focus is on your garage right now, then you can kind of read that section. It's not really a book that's meant to be read cover to cover. Of course, you can always do that if that's, you know, the way that you want to take in the information. But really, it's about being able to pick out areas that you feel like you really need to focus on right now and find out what's helpful for you.
So, Tara, give us one or two tips on what are the biggest money drains in our house that we should know about.
I think that people really tend to overspend on their health and beauty items. It may sound kind of surprising, but you know, you typically think of drugstores as being very overpriced. But if you can take advantage of their loyalty programs and some of the great coupons that are out there, you can drastically cut your costs on toothpaste, shampoo, razors, all of the things that you use regularly.
Well, you know, I do notice that with, like, face lotion, you can go buy a $300 bottle. Somebody tried to get me to buy a $200 bottle, you know, walking through the mall, those kiosks,
right,
of the North Sea salt, some God knows what it was. But she's like, look at what it did. She stuck it in my face. I was waiting for my daughter in another store, and I never talk to these people. And she stuck it in my face. She goes, look what it did to you. She goes, I said, well, how much is it? She said, $200. I said, I wouldn't spend $200 on that. If, you know, I'd give $150 to charity and go buy a bottle of oil of Olay. What is the point of that?
Right. I mean, the drugstores have some fabulous, high-quality skincare products. You really don't need to spend a ton of money at a department store and to have nice skin.
And really what you're paying for is advertising, because they do the advertising for it.
Right.
So what, and then, okay, so we're past beauty. So we spend less on shampoo and lotion or whatever. What in the kitchen is a good money saver?
Okay, but wait, being a hair therapist, I do have to add, is if you're not using good shampoo and conditioner, your hair is going to be damaged. I mean,
yeah,
that
but
is
you can buy $20, you know, shampoo.
Yeah.
Or you can buy $75
Absolutely.
Shampoo. You can still get good stuff and not... You know, and that also depends on how much process you put in your hair, too.
Right, exactly. All right, so ladies, so take us through what some of the tips, especially we're at the end of the year. Of course, I always say, you know, it's not like you have to, you know, start all over again for the next year. But what's some of the great top of your list tips that you can share with all my listeners from your book? Because this sounds like something I definitely want to get this book.
No.
This is Mandy. I think one thing we talk a lot about is just, you know, buying what you're going to use and for organizing, you know, not going out to, you know, an organizing store tomorrow and buying baskets and dividers and all kinds of things so that you can get organized in the new year, but rather just starting with things you have, starting by getting rid of stuff so that you have less to organize in the first place. And then just picking up what you need once you know how you want to organize it. Because it works a lot better if you figure out kind of how you want things to go and then maybe buy an extra, you know, shelf to hold your canned goods in your pantry or a basket to hold the kids' hair bows in the bathroom or whatever. But if you buy a lot of stuff ahead of time, you're just wasting money and you probably won't need it, or you'll force yourself to use it and it won't really work the way you want it to anyway.
That's funny, because that's exactly what I did yesterday. I took everything out of the pantry, so it's all over my kitchen.
Oh,
and I
still
said,
right now?
No, and I said,
oh.
I said
that
would
be
going,
scary.
I'm going to Target, and John comes in, he goes, really, now? And this is my son. He goes, if Dad comes home, he's just going to have a heart attack, because it was all out. I said, well, I know what I need now. And then I ran out, got what I needed, and I did use everything I bought. So it did work.
Yeah,
now,
once
you know,
you have a picture of what you need, that's the time to buy.
Right. And now, Mandy, you have a website, Life Your Way, right?
Yeah.
I like that. And so now, okay, so Life Your Way is, you got to figure out, because this is one of the things that I finally, like, I had that little epiphany, okay, of thinking, if I could go into each bedroom and each room and figure out all the stuff that I really love, and then everything else I can let go of.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you need. You don't need all this clutter that you just keep, you know. And that's why one of the things, it's hard at the holidays when you get so many presents, and maybe it's not all the stuff that you love, but, you know, it's like, really, you want to just simplify your life.
Absolutely.
So,
and then, Tara, your website is dealseekingmom.com.
Yes.
And I see on here that you have, when is the best time to buy airline tickets? When is the best time to buy airline tickets?
Well, airline tickets are a tough one to get deals on. I mean, there are deals out there. However, there's not like a set time when you should look for them. So typically, I recommend if you're planning to go on vacation, just, you know, register for emails from the airline companies that you that fly into the location when you're planning to go, so that you get that information coming right to your inbox when they have deals and sales. And actually, this morning I saw I got an email from Southwest, and they have $59. Well, they start at $59 flights right now that you can book online. So
you know,
that's a pretty good price.
It is. Did they say where it was going or coming?
Well, I think it depends on, it's by how far you're traveling, so it goes up exponentially. But we booked tickets to Florida not too long ago when they ran one of these sales.
And that's where I need to go, and I was the only one.
Southwest doesn't go to Florida.
Yes,
does it?
It does.
No, they do now.
Yes,
yeah, it goes to Orlando.
Yeah, that's where I need to go. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Okay. See, and you know what? That is a big thing, because if you wait too long, you just lost your ticket. You know, I mean, it goes up triple, double, and keeps going up. So you've got to time it. And I heard that on Wednesdays is the best day to buy it.
And my husband always goes on late at night.
Yeah.
And sometimes he can catch some. He does it several nights in a row.
And catches the deals.
Yeah.
And another thing is just kind of taking into account what day you're planning to leave. If you can leave kind of in the middle of the week, you'll save a lot more over leaving on, you know, a high traffic weekend day.
Right.
Sometimes when it's a big business week.
Well, yeah.
It's the opposite. So you kind of have to watch it. Yeah.
Right.
In the summer, you can get better deals in the middle of the week. And in the winter, you can get better deals in weekends.
You know, I just want to remind everybody, if anybody's just tuning in right now and you have a question, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008, and we're talking to Tara and Mandy, and your book is All in Good Time. How did you become, have you always been friends, or how did you guys cahoots together?
We've actually been friends for about 7 or 8 years now. We both worked online and lived thousands of miles apart. Tara was in Ohio, and I was in Utah at the time. And we met through an online company kind of chat board, and we just both had young daughters at the time, and we found we had a lot in common. And so we just kind of grown our friendship over the years.
So you weren't friends from, like, young or anything? You really met online?
We did, yeah.
How cool is that? And now have you guys met each other?
We have. We've even vacationed together. Our husbands are really good friends as well.
I love that. See, there's so many. I mean, really, online now, it's 24/7. You can meet, and the world just gets smaller.
It does.
Yeah. And Mandy, I see on here you have top 100 websites for women. Can they find that on your website?
The top 100, Tara's site, Deal Seeking Mom, was included in the top 100 websites
for
women,
cool,
from Forbes.com.
Wow. That's great.
That's great. Okay, so leave us with some. So, okay, we're at December 27th, my birthday again.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. And what should be our plan for the rest of the year? You know, they say it's a really great time to start going by more Christmas decorations or Hanukkah decorations. I know Marsha's gagging
here. I'm sticking
my
tongue out because I just can't even imagine.
But it is a great time. That's when you're going to get all your deals right now.
It is a really great time, and I think what a lot of people don't realize is that it's not just the decorations. They mark down a lot of food during this time, trying to get rid of some of the overstock, stocking stuffers. I know our store had all of the little stocking stuffers marked down to 50% off already, so that's a great time to stock up on those little items. You can use them in birthday gifts throughout the year. Or hold on to them for next year for stocking stuffers.
You know, I know a lot of people have like a closet that they have all gifts in there. You know, I try that, but then it's hard for me to think.
I have a closet that has what I call housewarming gifts. So, you know, you don't always want to take a bottle of wine to somebody. What I did this year, and it worked out really good, I got really good olive oil, like the kind that people don't want to spend the money on.
Right.
And then I wrapped it in a kitchen towel, a decorative kitchen towel.
Oh, great idea.
And everybody loved it.
That's a great idea, right there.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, put that on your list, ladies. So what else is it that you should start saving right now at the end of the year for the next year?
Another thing, as crazy as it sounds, but winter clothing is going to get started being marked down, and also outerwear.
Which is funny because winter hasn't even started, especially in California. It doesn't even get cold till February.
But, you know, if you wait a few weeks, and you need to buy a winter coat for your child, you may be out of luck if you don't purchase
exactly.
it because they mark them down earlier and earlier every
and
year.
Gloves.
I ran into that last year because my son outgrew his before the end of the season, and it's very tough.
I tried to buy gloves in February, and I couldn't find them.
Yeah.
So you need to do them early.
Definitely. You know, it's funny. I don't think that they make as many things anymore because maybe either because of the recession and they're afraid they're not going to sell them. So it is. I mean, I can't remember ever thinking that I wouldn't find a coat.
And I went to buy my husband. He wears one or two different brands of shirts he wears all the time. And I went to the same very high-end store to buy him a couple shirts. I could find one.
Yeah.
I mean, they were awful.
I don't think people are purchasing. The stores are purchasing as many. So, okay. So, ladies, what is the top thing that people come to you for to find?
Well, this is Tara. And for my site, Deal Seeking Mom, I think people come in search of a lot of grocery deals as well as online deals. So, any way to save money, coupons, that kind of thing.
Can they find coupon sites on your site?
I actually have a coupon database on my site,
it's
searchable. So if you are looking for a coupon for Crest toothpaste, you can type Crest in, and it will list all of the coupons that are available for it, both from the newspaper and any printable coupons that are available online right now.
So again, your website is dealseekingmom.com.
Yes.
And the other website is
lifeyourway.net, right?
Yeah.
And okay. I'm sure you can find either one both ways, right? Do you reference each other's websites?
Yeah, we do occasionally.
Oh, you guys aren't on. So you guys are separate.
And your book is called
AllInGoodTime.net.
Yeah, and how did you come up with that, All in Good Time?
I think we went back and forth a lot between the editor and us, and we were just trying to find something that would encompass, you know, both the time and money-saving aspects.
So I know there's one thing that we didn't talk about. It says schedule everything for your home, okay? And I think that's a big part of your book, right? Resources for busy families looking for ways to trim schedules, budgets, and without giving up the things that people truly matter.
Yes, absolutely.
So leave us with that thought.
I think that, this is Mandy, we all have to make choices between things. You know, you can't do everything. You can't save money on everything all the time, or you can't keep your house perfectly organized. And so it's about finding the things that are going to have the biggest impact for your family so that you have more time and money to enjoy the people in your life and not just things.
I like it. I like it so much. All right. Well, where do we find your book?
You can find the book on Amazon. And we do have a website, allingoodtime.net.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so, so much. I appreciate it. And you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really quick break. We'll be right back.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands. thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Why not give someone you love the gift of music this holiday season? Music is a gift that will last a lifetime, and at the Lewis Music Academy, my family and I will personalize a gift certificate for you and your special someone. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, strings, woodwinds, and brass. We also have a fantastic rock band program and an awesome worship music workshop. Choose your instrument, pick your favorite song, bring your friends, and come rehearse your band as you prepare for an evening concert. And for your adorable mini music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 4. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back. You're what? What was that?
You were talking. Never mind.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And I guess I have my husband on the line. Honey, are you there?
I'm there, huh?
Hey, how are
Hi,
you?
Lou.
My poor Matt here could not lie to me. I was like, he goes, it's John on the phone. I go, it's my husband, right? And he goes, oh, God, don't get me there.
It's not just your husband, but it's your entire family on the phone.
Oh, you dragged him out of bed, huh?
Happy birthday.
Aww.
Happy birthday, Kim.
Oh, I got Kim.
Oh, and your mom and everybody.
Aww.
And we were going to sing to you, but I figured everybody would turn off the phone if we did that. So we're all just calling to say happy birthday.
Oh, my dad, everybody. Oh,
you, honey, have a wonderful day.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Thank you. That means a lot to me.
So Kim said, I can't lie. I said, no, I don't lie. I can lie very well, but I don't do it.
Right, right. Well, love you all, and thank you so much. That all really right, means
guys.
A
She's
lot.
She's teared up, Lou.
I know. I'm...
She's verklempt.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
Bye.
All right. Love you guys. Bye. All right.
That was
so
very sweet.
That was, that's what it's all about, you know, right
yeah.
there. So...
So poor Kim can't talk right now because she's a little teary-eyed.
I know. So go for it.
Okay.
Anyways, well, I know we have our next guest on, right? And do we have Pat and Daniel? Pat
yes,
and Daniel. Hi, how are you?
Hi. Hello, how are
Hi.
You?
Good. And so, you know, this is so appropriate because that was just my whole family calling me to wish me a happy birthday. And so the secret to successful working relationships with your spouse, and I welcome you.
Well, thank you, and happy birthday to you, too.
Well, thank you.
I'm reading your bio, and it's very interesting. Tell us how you got started in your murder mystery business.
Well, we've been together for 11 years. We've been married for 6 years, but we met 11 years ago, and we're also actors. And so we both had auditioned for Ken Ludwig's wonderful comedy, Moon Over Buffalo. And we were both cast.
We didn't know each other previously.
Right. Oh, wow.
We were cast as the husband and wife actors, George and Charlotte Hay. And so that's how we first met. I remember sitting in the theater waiting for my turn to audition and watching the director audition the women. And I was crossing my fingers, hoping that the director would choose Patricia for the female role in case I got cast. Well, lo and behold, fate stepped in, and she was cast, and so was I.
See, I love when stuff like that happens, where it's meant to be. I just love that. So, wow.
So after we got together, a year or so, we were still doing acting, and I auditioned and did for a murder mystery company in Chicago, Illinois. We live in Wisconsin. It's pretty close to Chicago.
Go Wisconsin, by the way, in the Rose Bowl. So.
Oh, yeah. Go.
My cousin is plays for Wisconsin, absolutely. So go Wisconsin. Okay.
And so I did the murder mysteries with this company in Chicago for about six months. And the travel was a little bit onerous. Three-hour drive one way, depending on where we were performing. Anyway.
And Wisconsin winter.
Yeah, I was going to say, in the weather.
Yeah, we don't have that beautiful California weather. And so I said to Patty one day, you know, there's no murder mystery company out here where we are. We should start our own murder mystery company. This is not brain surgery.
Which is very fun. If you've ever been to a murder mystery, it's a dinner, usually dinner theater, where there a murder takes place. And then everybody has to try to figure out who it is. So there's actors.
Yeah, they could be sitting right next to you even. Yeah,
in the group.
Right.
So that's really cool.
Yeah,
they're a lot of fun. So we started our own murder mystery company. We call it Murder by Design. And after we started the company, we kind of did this a little backwards. After we started the company, we realized we didn't have any content. We needed some murder mystery script.
So, Pat, did you get worried? No.
That's when the co-authorship writing started.
That's very fun.
So we wrote our six murder mystery scripts before we wrote anything else.
That's great. And so now you have books, too?
Well, we have a play, Squirrels in the Attic, play, which is a comedy.
Okay. And what is Squirrels in the Attic about?
Squirrels in the Attic is about a couple who are approximately our age, boomers, who have a grown daughter who has moved out of the house. They have downsized to a nice little two-bedroom condo. And unfortunately, the daughter has an accident, this terrible event, that forces her back to the home.
See, Marcia, that's the one thing that I was saying is you never know if your kids are going to be gone forever.
I don't know that all of them will be gone, but I doubt they'll all be back at the same time.
This true. So,
You hope anyway.
You're hoping.
Yeah.
Well, Squirrels in the Attic, despite that, is a comedy.
Yeah.
Lindsay, that's the daughter. She has a car accident while she's talking to her father on her cell phone.
Oh, gosh.
Of course, he feels terribly guilty.
Yeah.
And so Lindsay moves back in with them in order to, quote, recuperate. But as the play reveals, the real reason she's really not injured that badly. The real reason she moves back in is that she's lost her job and she's lost her apartment and she needs a place to live.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So
Charles, the father, is delighted with this turn of events. He just dotes on Lindsay. But the mother, Florence, is not quite so delighted because her and the daughter...
a little lukewarm.
Buttheads. Yeah, they butt heads.
Yeah. And Lindsay has to drag her boyfriend along, too. And it just gets more complicated from there.
Yeah, okay, so right. now...
That's
so
we made the conflict a little more interesting.
So we'll leave the ending to be a surprise because I want to get to this book, Yes, Dear, The Secret to Successful Working Relationships with Your Spouse.
Yes.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about that. And if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Marcia. We've got Matt on our line. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And we want to hear your story if you have one that you're talking about out there that you work with your spouse. If you have a question or anything, give us a call.
So we're talking to Pat and Daniel Burke, and they wrote, Yes, Dear, The Secret of Successful Working Relationship with Your Spouse. So tell us about that.
Well, right now we are working on the Yes, Dear. The book that we've just published is called Jarred into Being. It's an exciting suspense thriller, and it's available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And
say it again, because that's not on my list.
Oh, it's not.
No, tell
it's
us.
It's called Jarred into Being. Maybe Daniel would like to tell her a little bit more about the...
Yeah, it's a contemporary suspense thriller. It's our first novel. And the title comes from a quote by Joyce Carol Oates, only through disruptions and confusion that we grow jarred out of ourselves by the collision of someone else's private world with our own.
Wow.
And so our main character, Ava Lang, does suffer a tragedy when she's 13 years old and both of her parents are killed in a tragic car accident and she's left all alone. Mm-hmm. And so for the next 10 years, she has to struggle and escape all the forces that want to control her.
So a murder mystery, I'm assuming there's a lot of twists and turns and and interesting things.
There's
I love those.
There's a lot of twists and turns. It's a very exciting, suspenseful novel. We've gotten some very good reviews and
very
and
strong
feedback.
Strong female character, yeah.
So I'm going to say it again from this end because sometimes on the phone it's jarred into being.
Correct.
Jarred into being. So what are some of the challenges of working together?
Go ahead.
Oh, all right.
Because you seem to do a lot of different projects.
I was going to speak first. You know, the challenges actually turn out to be sometimes opportunities for growth because if we do disagree or have different opinions on a particular event or the way the story is going, we talk about it, and we even came up with a couple of acronyms here. We use the trust and the share methods. Trust, the T is tell your partner what you're thinking. R, we respect our partner's opinion. You understand your partner's point of view, share your feelings, and take your time and talk it out, which is a really important one, too, to take the time and think about what your partner has to say.
Yeah, I think you have to come from a point of respect first.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we really do. And I think, actually, working together has even improved and embellished our relationship. I think we've learned much more about each other, and it truly does help our story become richer and richer because we do take the time to think about what the other person's trying to say, and if we can't come to an agreement, then I always think about the way my mother taught me was that I am not always right, but I'm never wrong.
I like that.
And then, of course, I let Dan have the last word.
Right? Yeah, I always say you can be you can be right or you can be happy.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Exactly.
Right.
You know what? Can I put you both on hold? Stay with us. We actually have our Tuesday trivia, and I have Rob on the line from Coffee News, and we just want to make sure we get that in today. So, Rob, are you there?
Yeah, good morning, Kim.
Hey, I thought you forgot about us. How you doing? Okay, so what is our question for Tuesday trivia? And I know we've got two passes to Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum, and it is definitely out. It's a great place to go. In fact, you were seeing all those beautiful Christmas trees right now. So our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And what is our question?
Okay, the question today is, in which Indian city, and this is in the country of India, did Mother Teresa do her good work? So everyone has heard of Mother Teresa and knows about Mother Teresa, but which city did she do her good works in?
Okay, so if whoever knows that question out there, give us a call at 805-639-0008 and we'll take the first caller.
That's great.
With that, thank you so much. And remember to definitely check out Coffee News. They're everywhere. Camarillo, Thousand Oaks, and Camarillo, Moor Park, and Ventura.
That's right.
All right. I hope you had a good holiday.
Yeah, you did. I did. How about yourself?
We did. Yep. We're just enjoying another day here today.
Great.
So, all right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kim.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. And for anybody who's just joining us right now, that was our trivia question. In which Indian city did Mother Teresa do her good work? And if you know that answer, give us a call here at 805-639-0008 for two passes to Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum. All right. And we are talking to Pat and Daniel Burke, and yes, dear, the secret to successful working relationships with your spouse. So, you know, did you know right away that she was the one for you?
I did. I definitely did.
How about you, Pat?
No, I didn't.
It took you a little longer.
Yeah, that's my husband. When he met me, because we met kind of in a weird way too, is he was working at Bullock's department store many, many years ago, and I drove in there to look at some display cases, and he's like, I knew that day. I'm like, how could you know that day? I didn't know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a sense about somebody that you feel like that's your next, your connection.
That's absolutely right. It's just an internal quality. In fact, I'll give you a little example of that. I mentioned earlier how we had met, both being cast in this play. And so at the end of the second act, Ken Ludwig wrote this wonderful, passionate kiss for this couple. And so for 6 weeks of rehearsal, when we would get to that point in the play, Patty would say, okay, stop, stop. We don't actually need to do the kiss.
Oh.
Be no kiss. Finally, on dress rehearsal night, our director, Bob, said, all right, Patricia, tonight you got to do the kiss. And so we did the kiss, and it was magic.
Oh,
but that's why I knew right away, and she was a little bit skeptical.
Okay, you have so many different things going on and so many different projects you've worked on. How do we get Jarred Into Being?
Well, Jarred Into Being is available at Amazon.com. It's available at BarnesandNoble.com. It's available in hardback, paperback. It's also available in Kindle and Nook.
Isn't that fun? My kids all got Kindles this year.
Oh, they
and,
did.
Oh, yeah. My kids, my family are huge readers.
Yeah.
And my daughter, she was so against Kindles because she loves
the feel of a book.
She loves
and
the feel of a book. But the boys got them for their birthday, which is December 16th. And so she had a week to kind of look at them and see if she really wanted one. And I knew she wanted a Kindle. I had bought her one. And she said, well, I'm not. So the day before Christmas, she goes, well, I'm not opposed to a Kindle. And so then I gave her one. And she's like, you know, there is a good use for both things.
There
so.
You go. I know we do have a winner, and we're going to put her on the phone. You get to stay with our Joy here, and maybe you're okay with that, because I want to just ask you one more question. But I know we have Yvonne on the line. Yvonne, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
How are you?
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. And so what is the answer to, in which Indian city did Mother Teresa do her good work?
Calcutta.
You
That's
are
right.
absolutely right. Yeah. All right. Did you have a good holiday?
Yes, I did.
Ah, great. Well, thank you so much for listening.
So will you send me my prize?
I will.
Matt's stay on
gonna,
the line.
Yeah, so. Stay on the line so Matt can get all your info.
Okay.
All right. Enjoy and keep listening to the Kim Pagano Show.
I'm listening to you all the time.
Ah, you're so sweet. Thank you so much. All right. Take care.
Okay.
All right.
I love a positive attitude.
I do, too. That's what, you know, really, that's what brings me here every single day is just hearing all my listeners out there, you know, just getting something from my show. So now what wakes you up every day? That was my question. Both of you.
You still there?
Oh, do we have Pat and Daniel? Did we lose them? Are you there? Nope. I think they're gone.
Oh, well, Pat and Daniel Burke, and they wrote Jarred Into, Jarred Into Being as a book, but they've also got lots of plays and all kinds of stuff for dinner theater. They just seem like a fun couple.
They do. You know, with so much life. I think we do have them, do we? Are you there?
We're here.
Okay, good.
Could you hear us? You're going, hello.
Hello, where are you?
So what wakes you up every day? That was my question, you know, because it's so uplifting when you have a partner that kind of lifts you up when you're down.
Oh, absolutely. It's just exciting to get started on every new day. We never know where it's going to take us, whatever our endeavors will be. But we were going to mention one thing, too,
yes.
about the two of us writing together. We didn't want to use both of our names, so we used a pseudonym, Pat Lawrence, Pat being my first name and Lawrence being middle name.
Mm.
Okay, so their book is under Pat Lawrence.
Right, so when people search for Jarred Into Being at Amazon or Barnes & Noble, it's listed under Pat Lawrence.
Oh, thank you.
I'm glad that we said that before we could let you go. Well, thank you so much for being a guest on my show.
And you're
Kim
a really
Pagano
fun
show.
Couple. You give
me
a lot of inspiration.
And, yeah, definitely. And it's so nice. I work with my husband, and I love it. You know, I mean, there's days that he's like, oh, we're not on the same page. But 99.9, we usually are. So, and, you know, and he definitely lists me and I hope that I do the same for him. So.
Well, Patty mentioned before, I always get the last word, Kim. That's because my last words are, yes, dear.
That's very smart.
See, you're smart.
Oh, all right. I love it. Thank you so much. And we'll definitely have to kind of have you back so we can know where you're going with everything.
Thank you, Kim.
All right, enjoy, and thank you for making people laugh out there.
That's funny.
You're welcome. Enjoy your day.
All
right. Thank you, too. I went to a church in Orange County for a long time, and this couple had their 65th wedding anniversary.
Isn't that great?
And I asked him what the secret is, and he said, yes, dear.
Yeah, that's so, and that is. I mean, really, it's about not being right all the time. It's about just enjoying each other and knowing when to suck it up, you know?
Well, and having somebody else's best interest in mind.
Oh, you know what? You're absolutely right. And you got to respect your partner.
That's right.
You got to respect your partner, and you have to, you actually just said it. You have to have their best interest in mind. And I think that that's so important. So with that, gosh, what a great show. I want to remind you that we do, if you missed any part of this show today, that you will be hearing it again from 1 to 2. I want to thank all of my friends out there, all of my sponsors. And you know what's so cool about Facebook? I have had so many birthday wishes on Facebook. Do we have somebody on the line? Hello?
Hi, Kim and Cynthia. Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. Thank you so much, Lumi. Happy birthday to you. Thank you, Cynthia. I really appreciate that.
I wanted to put it on Facebook, but I can't connect for some reason.
You know what? I know.
I'll just call you at the last minute. Have a wonderful day.
This is not the last minute. I'm hoping not. It's all day long. So
I told her she can celebrate for weeks to come.
There you go. But thank you so much. Did you have a good holiday?
Wonderful. Thank you. And you did, too, I heard.
So. I did. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being one of my top listeners. I appreciate that. All right. Have a great day. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to call, too.
Thanks.
All right. With that, gosh, we are at the end of our show. And, you know, it's funny. My husband asked me, why do you want to do this on your birthday? And really, this is still one of my favorite things to be doing. Yeah. So I'm so glad that I got to talk to everybody. Marcia, thank you so much for bringing us coffee. We actually had coffee in the studio here. And Matt, thank you for our board. And of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is, you become what you think about. So think good, positive thoughts, because really, that's what it's all about, is positive thoughts create positive actions. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and have a really great day. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.